Hello, I'm Mayor Phil Good with your weekly update. The North Washington Avenue sidewalk reconstruction project is scheduled to begin this week. This project includes the removal of select trees that are causing damage to the existing sidewalk infrastructure along North Washington Avenue between Sheldon Street and Willis Street. Following tree removals, crews will be removing and replacing the existing concrete sidewalks and driveway entrances. Completion is expected by the end of April 2024. The three finalists for the airport director's position have been interviewed, and the public has been given a chance to learn more about them at the meet and greet held this afternoon. I want to thank Brent Brown, Richard Ryder, and Andrew Salzwig for their interest in this important position. In other airport news, the city of Prescott intends to reconstruct portions of the airport's north ramp. These improvements would include reconstruction and expansion of the existing asphalt concrete pavement of the north ramp, in other words, the aircraft parking apron. The proposed improvements will mitigate flood risk by providing positive drainage away from the ramp to establish dedicated stormwater conveyance features. The 500-year floodplain associated with Bottleneck Wash touches the project area and meets the description of the Federal Flood Risk Management Standard floodplain for regulatory purposes. The proposed improvements would have no impacts to the floodplain's natural and beneficial functions. In addition, any floodplain functions related to natural flood carrying capacity or erosion control would not be significantly impacted by the proposed project activities. However, a public notice is still required. If you wish to submit comments, they will be included as part of the public record. We have provided a link below with further information. Council will meet tomorrow in an executive session during which we will discuss and consider respondents to our recruitment for the position of city manager and select candidates for further consideration. The council will also discuss ongoing litigation concerning state funds designated for the rodeo grounds. We do not have a study session tomorrow, but we will have a voting meeting. This meeting will include a presentation and discussion regarding an overview of the city's information technology department. Additionally, we will vote on whether or not to authorize the city staff to enter into an IGA with the Arizona Department of Transportation to accept a federal grant for the construction of a new traffic signal at the corner of Gale Gardner Way and Fair Street. As for board, commission, and committee meetings this week, the Workforce Housing Committee will meet on Wednesday, March 13th, in the council chambers at 10 a.m. Also, next week, the Airport Advisory Committee will meet on Tuesday, March 19th, at 2 p.m. at the Airport Administration Conference Room. The Board of Adjustment will meet on Thursday, March 21st, at 9 a.m. in the council chambers. As an aside, Sunday's newspaper had a rant claiming that the water policy recently approved was discussed behind closed doors. This committee has met over 20 times in open public meetings in the last 2 years. So this is why I mention in each week's update what public meetings will be occurring. So if you have concerns, please attend. The annual Household Hazardous Waste event is underway now. It will continue through March 29th. This exclusive event for the City of Prescott residential trash customers brings a hazardous waste team to your home to pick up your hazardous items. The Household Hazardous Waste event still has openings. Don't miss out. Pre-registration is required. Registration closes March 25th. The registration link is below. St. Patrick's Day is Sunday, a time to celebrate the Irish in all of us. However, be informed, we will have a multi-agency DUI task force on Sunday, March 17th, from 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. This detail will also have officers on foot downtown with portable breath testers educating the public on alcohol consumption. These efforts are part of the Governor's Office of Highway Safety Know Your Limit campaign. Please drive sober, designate a driver, or call for a ride to stay safe. I'm Mayor Phil Good, and I'll be updating you again in 2 weeks since I will not be here next week. Thank you for watching.